This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Talk about a transportation nightmare. It's Labor Day weekend, one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. And here in California, the bridge that spans the bay between San Francisco and Oakland has been shut down. On purpose. This weekend's closure of the Bay Bridge is part of a multi-million dollar retrofit. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Rachel Miro reports.
This is the sound of bulldozers, jackhammers, cranes, and forklifts all moving at once along a 350-foot section of the Bay Bridge's eastern span. The contractor, C.C. Myers, has till 5 a.m. tomorrow to finish before everybody comes back from the Labor Day holiday. Not that he sounds nervous.
He's ahead of schedule the first hour we got started.
Roughly 300,000 drivers cross the Bay Bridge every day. Caltrans was so worried about a traffic meltdown with the bridge closed for an extended weekend, the state transportation department spent $1 million advertising throughout California and parts of the rest of the country. In the end, traffic was so light Friday night, Caltrans let Myers start work about an hour and a half early. That made him happy. On a job like this, every minute counts.
There is a penalty, you know, if I don't get done in time. I think, what are they going to charge me, $60,000 every 10 minutes or something like that? I can't afford that.
Presuming he doesn't rack up late fees, C.C. Myers stands to make $40 million on this project. By Saturday morning, workers had already sawed the westbound upper deck into 63 sections. Imagine a concrete coffee cake with rebar in the middle. As you might expect, digging out the first slice was the hardest part. Myers says it took demolition specialists 2.5 hours.
There's a lot of doodag rods in there, and that's real hard steel. That was hard to cut through, but once they got that and got an opening where they're opening, now you see how fast they go now.
A massive rotating crane hoists each 85-ton slice onto a flatbed truck for removal. Then pneumatic hammers on long hydraulic arms move in to break up the old columns that supported the old span. Nearby, 8 new columns wait, along with a slab of concrete the rough length of a football field. Last night, this enormous piece of prefab freeway was rolled onto the lower deck of the bridge, jacked up, and ever so delicately set onto those columns. Caltrans spokesman Bart Ney shouts over the din.
Drivers probably won't notice much of a difference except a nice shiny new piece of asphalt out there, but it's got a longer lifespan and can handle a big earthquake.
And that, after all, is what California drivers care most about, surviving the next big quake. This project is part of a comprehensive seismic retrofit inspired by the Loma Prieta earthquake of 1989. In fact, this weekend's work is nothing compared to what's coming next. Contractors will build a whole new double-decker span running between Oakland and Yerba Buena Island, a spit of land that sits between Oakland and San Francisco. Ney says when that project starts, drivers will be diverted to a temporary bypass until the Bay Bridge is finally finished.
When the bridge is all done, we're going to have the largest self-anchored suspension bridge in the world. There are things that we're doing on the new bridge that haven't been done anywhere before.
Such as?
There are locations that are designed so that they can fail. They're like fuses. And the bridge will stay together, those parts will bend and deform, and then we'll send a crew on the inside of the bridge, cut those parts out, and replace them.
The seismic retrofit won't be done until 2013, in large part because of multi-jurisdictional squabbles over design, right-of-way, and cost. There's a lot at stake. At more than $6 billion, the total overhaul will be the most expensive public works project in the history of California. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro.